Welcome to the program, Josie Pagani, our political analyst and friend of the show. Hello, Josie.
Hello. I just want to hear you sing radio jingles again. Was it Summer in the City?
Summer in the City is Radio Hauraki.
Stop it.
Yeah,
Stop it now.
Lovely to have you back, and I know you've been travelling the world and seeing all sorts of stuff.
All over the place, yes. I'm an international traveller for the left. My main career.
Good on you. And also joining us on the panel, he is the principal of St. Peter's in Cambridge and an educationist of some note, of course, Dale Burden. Welcome back to the program.
Good morning. I don't know about the of some note, but I'm an educationalist.
Absolutely. And we'll get into that in a few moments' time. But let's start with politics, Josie. Labour got 66% of the vote in Mount Roskill, which a lot of people weren't picking yesterday. Michael Woods will take the helm. However, Labour also this week got their lowest poll nationally ever, just 23% support. So putting this all together, what is it saying to you?
Well, what it tells me, the by-election result is something they should be proud of and they deserve to be proud of. I mean, it was a big win. It was bigger than they thought it would be. And looking at it, Andrew, what the secret there was that they had a big turnout machine. So they knocked on every door. They hit every resident about three times with direct mail and so on. So this is sort of 101 politics. This is how you win local campaigns. You get people out on the day to vote and you contact them and contact your supporters and so on. So the big challenge for them is to translate this, you know, we've seen this machine locally. They need to translate that turnout machine and that connection to connect with people. They need to do it across the country. And so when you look at the Roy Morgan poll this week at 23%, I would say on average over the last 8 years, Labor has pretty much flatlined at about mid to late 20s, probably, you know, it's somewhere in the late 20s, I would say. So it hasn't shifted. So the big, big challenge it's got is it going to shift that trend that's sat there for near on 8 years now? Can it do it? And that's the big question.
Oh, no, it's more who can do it. Andrew Little joined Michael Wood on stage and said, Michael has proven when you campaign right, you get it right. And which is great advice, obviously, but you could argue that Andrew Little is obviously not campaigning right. It's come down to a personality competition, and while he's a lovely man who works very hard, he's a charmless man.
But I would say if the problem was leadership, then we've had about, I don't know, how many leaders? Four or five leaders in the last 8 years. If it was leadership, we would have solved the problem by now because we've tried so many of them. The problem, I don't think, is leadership. You're right that Andrew is not a charmer and he's a bit humorless and he comes across as a bit sort of angry Andy. But the problem isn't leadership. The problem, I think, is their strategy. And they've had this left bloc strategy now for election after election, you know, this left-green bloc. And that turns people off. It's fine for people who are already voting Labour, who don't find the Greens toxic, but you've got to appeal to a whole bunch of national voters. You've got to appeal to people who've voted Labour in the past, who would never vote Green, but they will vote Labour. Yeah. And so that's the problem they've got right there, is that the Labour brand has become muddied and unclear.
Yeah, absolutely. And Trump's proved that as well. You know, it's no longer about left versus right at all. It's about the aspirations of the middle class and people who just want to work and conservative versus liberal. I'd like to bring you in here, Dale. Well, are you disappointed? How do you feel about Labour being so weak? They've had 3,000 days in opposition and they've got 23% support and they were one of our major parties. How do you feel about the Labour movement?
Well, I think Josie's summed it up very well, as you'd expect. You know, she knows her stuff. I'm probably one of those voters that she was talking about. Like, my family background and sort of leanings would suggest that I'd vote Labour. But I'm just disappointed by the, over the last few years, the way the left appears to have taken over the party. And I don't think it's as moderate as what it could be. Lived in Mount Albert, had Helen Clark as a great MP, and then David Shearer as a great MP. And they were both, you know, representative of what I think of what Labour was, but I'm sort of quite confused at the moment and more likely to vote National.
Good point, Josie.
Interesting, yeah.
Josie, I was going to say, Dale is a bit like, well, there's another example of that. Nick Leggett was with Labour, and now he's standing up for National in Mana. And isn't he just like Dale, those people who might actually in their heart want to support a Labour Party, but can't?
Yeah, and Nick's a friend of mine, but I'm deeply disappointed that he's done that, to be honest. I think it's a mistake, because you don't fix what's wrong with the Labour Party by joining the National Party. And if he'd stayed his ground and kept arguing for exactly what you just talked about, Dale, a Labour Party that's capable of being elected by simply being a Labour Party, not a Labour Green Party or a something else. But if you're right, if Andrew Little had spent as much time asking himself why are people like Nick Leggett leaving the party as he did slagging Nick off during the mayoral campaign, then it might be a very different Labour Party. Mm. But there's one more point I'd make just quickly, because you mentioned Andrew Trump and so on.
Yep.
And you'd have to ask, why did... Because Donald Trump ran on a message of inequality as well as Bernie Sanders on the left. So why did Trump win and Bernie Sanders couldn't get the nomination? And I think the secret there is that, and this is relevant for Labour in New Zealand, that Sanders' message was a bit miserable, you know, inequality, we're going to do something about inequality. People heard that as, well, oh, you're going to charge me more, use my taxes and pay beneficiaries. Whereas Trump ran a message which was hopeful. It was like, I'm going to make you great again. You've missed out. I'm going to make you great again. And so I think Labour in New Zealand need to learn at least that you can't run a, your life is miserable, you're poor, you've got no choices, and by the way, you're fat, vote Labour. No one's going to do it. It's going to go, well, stop telling